I often have known, and experience hath shown, that a spokesman hath wooed for himself, and that one rich neighbor will under and labor to overthrow another with pelts. But I never knew, nor I think any of you, since wooing and wedding begun, that ith way of marriage, or such kind of carriage, the father beguiled his own son. Yet of such a thing I purpose to sing, and 'tis of a certain truth. A widower old, well stored with gold, had one only son, a fine youth. In Wiltshire of late, near to Baldwin the Great, this strange and true story was done. Then list I give ear, and you truly shall hear how the father beguiled his own son. A pretty young maid, the place aforesaid, in a gentleman's house did dwell. And this youthful lad so much view of her had, that with her in love he soon fell. By day and by night he wished for her sight, and she at the last was won. To plight him her troth, yet she broke her oath, for the father beguiled his own son. For once on a day the young man did say unto his wise and aged dad that 'twas his intent worse things to prevent, with marriage to make him glad. Methinks, first quoth he, your wife I might see, why will you hastily run? On such brittle ware, yet for all his care, old fox, he beguiled his own son. The son told his father how that he had rather to have in the same his consent. So to have a view of his lover true, the son with his father went. And when they came there, the last did appear, so fair and so lovely a one, that the doting old churl fell in love with a girl, and sought to beguile his own son. With such pleasant words as to love accords, they all did depart for that season. The honest young lad was joyful and glad, his sweetheart had showed him good reason. The lovesick old man did look pale and wan, and could to no pleasure be won. By night and by day, still musing he lay, how he might beguile his own son. Yet none did mistrust a thing so boyous, for he was ne'er 80 years old, which years one would think should make a man shrink, when his vital spirits are cold. But now, to be brief, that was all his grief, from love all this mischief begun. And nothing could serve his life to preserve, but that which must kill his own son. So once on a day, when his son to make hay was gone a good mile from the house, away the old man is gone to see Nan, as brisk as a body louse. And with a bold face he told her his case, and into what care he was run. Unless that she would kindly agree to take him instead of his son. She mused in mind such greetings to find, and thus unto him she said, Can such an old knave, with one foot in the grave, set love on a young tender maid, that hardly 16 cold winters had seen? Sure such thing cannot be done. Nay, more than all this, you know what past is, twixt me and your only son. Sweet Nan, quoth he, ne'er dally with me, I love thee as well as may be, and though I am old, I have silver and gold to keep thee as brave as a lady. All my whole estate upon thee shall wait, and whatsoe'er thou wouldst have done, with gold in thy hand thou shalt it command, if thou wilt take me instead of my son. If me thou do shun, in hope of my son, then take him, and if be thy mind. But into the bargain look not for one farthing, thee be not with folly let blind. For it lies in my power, at this instant hour, if thou say no, it shall be done. To give all I have away from the knave, then take me and leave off my son. When she heard these words, to him she accords, upon the same condition, that all of his pelf he should his own self her set in full possession. To which he agreed, and he gave her a deed, by which the poor lad was undone. Unnaturally, to please his fancy, he did disinherit his son. These things being acted, and they both contracted, by witness unawares to the lad, the old man home went, with hearty content, rejoicing at his courses bad. And thus the next day he carried away the lass which with wealth he had won. He married was 12 miles from the place, thus the father beguiled his own son. The young man with grief heard of this mischief, and blaming this monstrous part, before both their faces, unto their disgraces, he stabbed himself to the heart. The unnatural dad ran presently mad, repenting of what he had done. He runs up and down, from town unto town, and hourly calls on his son. The faithless young wife, weary of her life, to think of what folly befell, ran straight in all haste, and headlong she cast herself in a deep draw well. And there she was found, next morning quite drowned. These things for certain were done. Some 6 weeks ago, as many men know, that knew both father and son. Let every good father a warning here gather by this old man's punishment. And let every young lass, as in a glass, look on this disastrous event. For both were to blame, and both suffered shame, the old man yet living doth run. In a mad frantic wise, and always he cries, for casting away his own son.